According to new figures released by the National Security Council of the Czech Republic, more than 392,000 foreigners legally came to live and work in the Czech Republic in 2007, a 22% increase on the previous year's figures. But what are the implications of this increasing trend of immigration into the country? I spoke with Maria Jelinková of the Prague Multicultural Centre for her insight. I began by asking her to explain why the Czech Republic was an increasingly attractive location for migrants.
I believe that there are nowadays several reasons for such growth. The Czech economy is doing really well, the unemployment rate is low, it's about 5%, and the government has supported various industries, for example car industries, where many workers are needed. And together with it, it is easier for migrants to get to the Czech Republic when we compare it to Western Europe, but together with it, it's more difficult to stay in the Czech Republic legally, which many migrants don't know about. And of course the fact that the Czech Republic has joined the Schengen has played also an important role.
So could you explain what you mean by when you say that they can come but it's not so easy for them to stay afterwards? What are the problems?
Nowadays the system is that you can stay or come to the Czech Republic when you have certain purpose. The purpose can be a job or a study. But once you lose the purpose, you are expected to leave the Czech Republic. So if you find a job which lasts only 4 months and then you lose the job, you are supposed to leave the Czech Republic, get outside of the Schengen area and apply again for a new job.
And the figures indicate that the most foreigners that are coming to this country are Ukrainians, Slovaks, Vietnamese, Poles and Russians. Now apart from the Vietnamese, obviously there's a geographical proximity which makes them logically interested in the Czech Republic, but what about the Vietnamese case?
There are some historical roads concerning migrants from more distant places, so Vietnamese are one of them, but there is also a certain increase in the number of Mongolian migrants coming to the Czech Republic, and this is because of some historical roots from the time of communism, where a lot of Vietnamese students were sent to Czechoslovakia to study, and then they came back, and nowadays they know something about the Czech Republic, and few of them came back, started to live here, and consequently this attracted more and more Vietnamese coming, and also the employers kind of like Vietnamese because they consider them to be really good workers.
Do you think that the current system is working, is mutually beneficial, especially with the new Schengen system in place?
In general, I think that it is mutually beneficial, but I think that not enough attention is to paid to integration policies in the Czech Republic.
Could you explain why that is?
I don't know why the state behaves like that, but to illustrate the situation better, for example, to get a permanent residence permit, which you can apply after 5 years of working in the Czech Republic, you need to pass an exam from Czech language, but there are not enough courses for migrants which they could attend. There are no classes in evening hours where migrants don't work and so on, so they are kind of expected to adapt, they are expected to learn the language, but they are not given the right conditions for that.
Maria Jelinková of the Prague Multicultural Centre talking to me a little earlier.